What is going on, everybody? This is Mike Hughes, and you're listening to Mike on the Mic, an Everything Chicago Sports Related Podcast. Today is November 7th, 2023, and ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, November 6th, 2023, was a day that will hopefully be remembered as one of the greatest days in Chicago Cubs history since November 2nd of 2016. The Chicago Cubs and Jed Hoyer swooped into Milwaukee on a Monday afternoon, like SEAL Team 6 in the dead of night, and acquired manager Craig Counsell, bringing him back to the real Wrigley Field. Not Wrigley North, the real Wrigley Field. And have signed him as the acting manager for the next 5 years, making him the highest paid manager in all of baseball. If I'm not mistaken, it's in the history of the MLB as well. A 5-year, $40 million deal. Obviously, this means David Ross is departing as the manager of the Chicago Cubs and will likely be getting interest from other teams. I've already heard rumors and speculations that the San Diego Padres are interested in acquiring a guy like David Ross. I don't know if that's for a bench coach role, a managerial role, a front office role. No idea. Not really my concern. The big thing is right now, the Chicago Cubs have arguably the best manager in all of baseball. Craig Counsell is currently the number one finalist for the NL Manager of the Year Award. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal. No matter what happens with David Ross, I wish him nothing but the best. Thank you for the memories. Thank you for everything you did for this organization. Thank you for even when you were way over your head with a subpar roster after the 2021 trade deadline. You made no excuses. You went out there and you gave it your all the time. Sometimes your all wasn't good enough, but that's just sports. That's just what it is, and that's okay. You are still a World Series champion. You are still a Chicago Cubs legend, and Chicago will always, always have love for somebody like David Ross. Now, obviously, I was very critical on him during the 2023 season, and rightfully so. As we saw the roster start to get better and deeper, we got to see him where he lacked in a lot of different places. Lineup choices, obviously, bullpen situations, matchup situations, obviously, just who's on the 40-man roster, who's getting opportunities, who's not. Christopher Morel's lackluster, you know, beginning to the season because he said there wasn't a spot for him on this team. We could do it all day. But there were positives to it as well. A great culture builder, a great clubhouse guy, and just an overall amazing person that you would want in your organization. So my hat is off to David Ross. Thank you for the memories. Thank you for everything you contributed once again. But let's talk Craig Counsell, baby. What does this mean for the Chicago Cubs moving forward? I think it means everything. Not only has Craig Counsell had 6 winning seasons in the last 8 years with the Milwaukee Brewers, he has had 6 consecutive. The first 2 years, not too good. Not gonna lie, not too good. But obviously, he was going into a very crappy situation at that time, and he never looked back since. 3 division championships, several playoff appearances. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. I believe out of those 6 times, he finished in second place or higher in the NL Central as well. He's just been an absolute threat to the Chicago Cubs. Now, has the rest of the Milwaukee Brewers been an absolute threat? No. With a subpar roster, and when I say subpar, I am going to compare it to the other division leaders in your respected conference, in your respected league, I should say. You know, when you look at the Los Angeles Dodgers, when you look at the Atlanta Braves, when you look at the Philadelphia Phillies, you know, and then you look at the Milwaukee Brewers, and you're like, the roster doesn't scream what the others do. Even the St. Louis Cardinals, who have 2 MVP caliber players in Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt. You know, it's one of those conversations. Like, listen, outside of Christian Yelich, who are the real big names on this team from a position player standpoint? Obviously, you know, they had Woodruff, they have Burns, they have a couple other studs in their arsenal pitching-wise, and they're doing really well developing pitchers. Well, I shouldn't say really well. I should say they're doing well. The Rays are doing really well, astronomically well. It's just a whole different conversation. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's just Craig Counsell was the backbone of that team, one of the best acting managers in baseball. And with such a limited salary cap, quote-unquote, because we understand there really isn't one in baseball, but there is when you're in a small market like Milwaukee, a.k.a. Wrigley North. But you look at that and you say, now, what is he going to have the potential to do in Chicago? How is this going to be able to affect him moving forward? And Jed Hoyer talked about that. Listen, it's not that David Ross was a bad manager. It's just he has a duty to not only the Chicago Cubs organization, but to loyal Cub fans to get the best of the best no matter what it takes. And now there's several respected writers on Twitter right now, to RX, whatever you want to call it, saying that the Chicago Cubs might be the most aggressive team in acquiring Shohei Ohtani. Now, we've talked about Juan Soto trade possibilities. We've talked about extending Cody Bellinger. We've talked about a bunch of different other situations. But if Jed Hoyer comes out with Craig Counsell, Shohei Ohtani, and just a little, at that point, just a little bit of bullpen help, I am content with that. I am completely content with that. We're going to talk about a couple other things as well in a little while, talking about Kyle Hendricks and Yan Gomes and just everything else that came with that. Obviously, the player options and club options, Marcus Stroman and Cody Bellinger, test free agency. We're going to get into all of that and more. But it's absolutely amazing to me to see Craig Counsell, somebody who I've been so high on for years. And it's so unfortunate that I've actually... He's the Aaron Rodgers of baseball for me, because I love Aaron Rodgers as a player. It was just unfortunate that he's on the Green Bay Packers. If he was on any other team, he'd probably be my favorite player. But unfortunately, he's on the team that I despise the most. So I had to hate him. When he got signed to the Jets, I said, all right, let's do it. Let's ride. I'm rocking with Aaron. And it lasted all but four plays. But exactly the same thing with Craig Counsell. I can't rock with you because obviously you're a part of an organization that I despise, but now he's on our side, baby. I mean, we're going to get it back in blood. I mean, it's exciting. I mean, we have taken what's made them so good for so long, and the beauty of that is before him, they were nothing. And I'm going out on a limb and saying after them, they are going to be nothing. And I'm curious on the Christian Yelich point right now. What is Christian Yelich thinking? Is there going to be a point in time in the 2024 season or during this offseason from winter of 2023 to the beginning of 2024 where Christian Yelich potentially says, hey, maybe I want out too. Maybe I don't want to be here anymore. Without Craig, I just don't see it. You know what I mean? And that's definitely a strong possibility. We know the New York Yankees are looking for an outfielder. If they're willing to dump a bunch of top prospects, maybe the Milwaukee Brewers say, this is our best chance. You know, Yelich isn't necessarily on the decline, but, you know, he's getting up there in age. And I think, you know, to get top prospects from the Yankees organization, you understand these are going to be top-notch players. They're in win-now mode with Judge, Stanton, Rizzo and company, and Volpe and them. And I think if maybe you can pull off the Martian, maybe if you can pull off a couple other assets, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. But man, bro, I mean, it's just phenomenal. It's just phenomenal. And listen, I understand where everybody's coming from. I understand a lot of people were saying, you didn't do it the right way. You did them bogus. This is the same thing that happened with Joe Maddon and Renteria and how they approached that. You're going to hire somebody before you even fire somebody. It's inappropriate and you shouldn't do it that way. I can make it make sense to you. And it's very simple. Now, people are saying following the conclusion of the World Series where the Texas Rangers and Corey Seager won it for the first time in franchise history, which was absolutely amazing against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Amazing series. I mean, Max Scherzer, Jacob deGrom are now champions, and it's so cool to see guys like that doing their thing. You know, another World Series MVP for Seager, but it was reported that the Cubs sniffed around to see if Counsell would be interested immediately after, and why that was on the down low, even in their post-exit game or post-season exit videos. They're saying how much they love Ross, and they're alluding that he is going to be the manager moving forward, is because you do not want an organization, especially a division rival, to hear that they are going to be going after your biggest asset, and that's Craig Counsell. I mean, that's just being real. I mean, you don't want them to know that, because they will definitely overpay to make sure he does not end up in a Chicago Cubs uniform. And their other team that was interested was the New York Mets. The New York Mets were in a situation, we've seen what they've done the last 2 years, getting Verlander, getting Scherzer, getting Lindor, paying a bunch of guys to come into the organization, overpaying for guys to come into the organization. If they heard the Chicago Cubs were interested and Council was interested in coming to the Cubs, they would have done whatever it took. I'm talking, we paid 5 years, $40 million. And I truly believe they would pay $90 million over 5 years to get a guy like Craig Council. I believe that in my heart. They are that type of organization that just, they are willing to do whatever it takes right now to win. And rightfully so, because it's not working for them. They got all the big names. It's just not, they're not putting it together. But I think Jed Hoyer went about it that way to make sure that, like I said earlier in the beginning, swoop into the night, grab them before anybody even bats an eye, before anybody even wakes up. Everybody wakes up and they just check their phones. Holy crap, what happened? What happened? What happened? It's like when two guys in fantasy just make a trade out of nowhere. That actually happened last night. My boy Mike Gamble, at 5 in the morning, he sends a message. He says, hey, is anybody interested in Garrett Wilson? Our boy Tyler, T-Crack, he was the first one to see it. Boom, got a deal done. Before anybody even woke up. I was off today, so I would have saw it otherwise. But I also didn't really need him. I got St. Brown and Johnson. But anyways, Man, just an overall great day to be a Cubs fan. And to sit here today and say Craig Council has the potential to be the next Chicago Cubs acting manager to win a World Series and say that confidently, I haven't been able to say that the last 4 years. I didn't believe David Ross was the guy moving forward. I didn't. I truly didn't. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be exciting. I think there's really no way around how interesting it's going to play out. And we're going to talk everything World Series, everything playoff experience, what we're expecting going into the 2024 season, all offseason long. But before we get out of here, let's talk about a couple of things that happened. Marcus Stroman declines a player option, a one-year $21 million deal to test free agency. This wasn't really a surprise to me, but it was at the same time. Marcus has made it very clear that the money really isn't what he's looking for right now. Obviously, he wants to get paid, but he's been very vocal about wanting to find a home, wanting to find somewhere where he can call home, where he's not worried about getting traded, where he's not worried about, you know, becoming a free agent, where he's not worried about having to live up to his next contract. He just wants to be somewhere for a long period of time and just play baseball. And he's made that very clear. But I will say this, $21 million for 1 year in 2024 after you've already been in Chicago the last 2 years, you know, especially after what happened in the second half of last season. First half of the season, absolutely phenomenal. One of the lowest ERAs in baseball, an all-star in the NL. And then just, man, injuries, lackluster starts, you know, having to come back in September out of the bullpen, having success out of the bullpen, especially in that Arizona series, which was huge. But, you know, and then finding his way back into the rotation and looking pretty average to above average. I question, you know, it's a level of respect. It's a level of respect to leave that kind of money on the table because you want the lengthened contract. You want to remain in this league for years to come. You're not looking for the short Marcus or Max Scherzer type deals. You want to be here. 3 to 5 year deal, I'd imagine. 3 to 6 year deal. And that's really what it is. Cody Bellinger, another one who opted out of his player option. We knew that right off the bat. I mean, $17.5 million for a guy who batted over 300, gold glove defense in center field and first base all year long. A guy who pumped over 26 home runs on the year. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, I mean, you know, we expected that. Kyle Hendricks, the Chicago Cubs picked up Kyle Hendricks' club option, $16.5 million on a one-year deal. This was following, obviously, Marcus Stroman's decision to not opt in. And I think that was a big part of why bringing back Kyle Hendricks was so important. You have guys like Jordan Wicks, Justin Steele, Jameson Taillon, you know, and then some young dogs as well, Hayden Wesneski, Ben Brown. Cade Horton's on the rise. You know, there's a lot of young guys, but you need that veteran. You need that guy who's consistent, who's been there. You know what he's going to be able to provide for you. And more importantly, just at the depth at the rotational spot, I think is just so important because you need depth. We desperately do. You know, you still have Javier Assad. You still have Albert Alzolay. You desperately need it. But, you know, it's definitely a good place to be right now. It's definitely a good place to be. And Yan Gomes obviously picking up his player option as well, or his the Cubs picked up his club option as well, a one-year $6 million deal, which is a steal to me. Miguel Amaya, I love what he's doing. I love what he's been able to be for this team, but obviously you still need that veteran there to mentor him for a little longer before it's completely his job. And Yan was absolutely incredible in the second half of the season. I got to see him hit two triples in one game against the St. Louis Cardinals and a Jordan Walker home run. Unfortunately, the Cubs lost that game. But, you know, nonetheless, absolutely incredible to get those two guys back. Hoping we get back a guy like Cody Bellinger, but this winter is going to be insane. It is going to be awesome to see what happens. Winter meetings are coming up. So until then, man, we're going to keep you up to date with everything Chicago Cubs, but I'll keep you guys posted. Craig Counsell, welcome to the building. We'll be doing our Montez Sweat Chicago Bears video tomorrow. Make sure you hit that follow button on Instagram and on TikTok at theshy.kid. Tomorrow I'll be doing episode 4 of the Welcome to Mars podcast on YouTube and Spotify with Rob Scott. Welcome to Mars podcast, aka the Mike and Rob Show, baby. Everything NBA, everything basketball, FIBA, WNBA, Big 3. We talk it all, baby. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you guys for listening. This is Mike Hughes from Mike on the Mic. Peace. God bless, baby. Go Cubs.